Along a residential street in the heart of DeKalb stands a tall ash tree. Upon closer inspection, this tree has visible signs of being infected with the emerald ash borer. Scott Shermer, who's with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, points out some of the tan spots created by woodpeckers.
They're trying to free up the tighter bark underneath so that they can actually peck away and get at the larva trying to feed.
Shermer says another sign is sprouting along the trunk area. Scanning the bark around this tree, he spots a couple of areas where such activity is occurring.
The tree starts to struggle up high as it gets strangled off, so to speak, up in the upper branches. The trees will start to kick out leaves and branches down low where the vascular tissue is still relatively healthy in an almost a last-ditch effort to continue to photosynthesize.
Shermer knows plenty about this topic. He oversees the department's program designed to control the spread of EAB. The invasive species has killed tens of millions of ash trees in the U.S. since its arrival more than a decade ago. The presence of this destructive beetle has been confirmed in nearly 25 Illinois counties. At the onset, the bulk of the infestation was seen in the greater Chicago area. But Shermer says it's now being found in places like Dixon and Champaign.
It's starting to spread out south and west. But fortunately, there's some areas that still have time to do something and proactively start to manage it versus reactively.
Local governments are faced with the tough decision to scrape together hard-to-find resources to combat the problem. Money has to be spent to treat infected trees with chemicals in hopes of diminishing decay and slowing the spread. Experts say that if nothing is done, the situation grows worse because it costs more money to remove and replace the trees after the insect consumes an area. The price tag reaches the millions when dealing with a large collection of trees. And while towns and villages weigh their options about fighting EAB on a broader scale, outreach efforts have been extended to homeowners. Jay Solomon is with the University of Illinois Extension Office that covers Winnebago, Joe Davis, and Stevenson counties. His team will be hosting workshops in the coming weeks where residents can learn about what they can do to deal with the nuisance. Solomon says communities treating or removing thousands of ash trees at a time is important, but he adds individual property owners taking action can be just as helpful.
The best thing we do to slow the spread down is to reduce the nursery, because the tree is the nursery for the insect.
But just as it is for municipal leaders, Solomon says it's a difficult situation for homeowners. He says that if they're willing to take care of a tree deemed healthy enough for treatment, they have to prepare to make an ongoing investment.
Treatment is rather expensive, not cost prohibitive, but it is a commitment.
A typical chemical injection can cost upwards of $100 and is needed about every 2 years over the life of a tree. And if a property owner decides that neither that or removal is an option, a dying ash in their yard can become a hazard as its structure weakens. Amy Zinga Bartlett found herself in this dilemma when the emerald ash borer made its way into her neighborhood.
When we bought our home, the whole reason why we bought it in the first place was we love the tree-lined streets. And unfortunately, of course, that's when we became aware of EAB and we started to see the damage that it was causing in the trees.
Zinga says that's when she began to research the matter and, with the help of an arborist, organized a neighborhood effort to push back against the insect. She was able to secure a group rate for treatments. She also came up with a plan to inspire more action.
If you knew that so-and-so wasn't treating their tree for whatever reason, neighbors of one another could actually adopt and pay for the treatment of those trees to help them out.
Zinga says they even got permission to take care of trees that fell on village property. Meanwhile, experts like Scott Shermer agree this problem takes on a different dynamic when it's presented before an individual resident.
It may be the only tree on their property, so it's very significant to that individual piece of land. It may be a whole lot more emotional for them versus, you know, one tree on one street for a community.
That's why he hopes affected homeowners become more engaged with outreach efforts in the big fight against this tiny little pest. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.